we had a lamb curry with no lamb in at all. It just beggars belief, doesn't it, really, that they haven't put any in. Another one was basically half lamb, half goat.
Right. Does it? And, you know, and I get it, and I get what you're doing, and I'm not trying to disrespect the work that you do, but somebody's had 8 pints and orders a lamb curry, and it isn't lamb. How big a deal in the scheme of things is that? Because, I mean, probably don't get many customer complaints, do you? Do you from the nighttime economy? I don't know.
We get a few complaints, and obviously we'll look into that. I mean, it depends on the individual. Some people have a choice that they don't want to eat certain meats. Some people have religious reasons that they don't want to eat certain meats. So it's important for those that they have that choice and know what they're actually getting. Mm. On the back of the horse meat scandal,
of course,
you can say, you know, was there a safety issue there?
Yeah.
And predominantly there wasn't. It was a misdescription element. But everyone was in uproar because they were eating horse meat as opposed to, you know, beef that they thought they were.
You couldn't talk about nighttime food without talking about the kebab.
Yes.
And I do. There is part of me, Alan, that thinks, isn't this all a little bit for lost? We're talking about what meat's in here and what meat's in there, and then we have a thing like a kebab, which I'm not even sure, if push came to shove, I actually know what it is. I mean, I've eaten one, and I've eaten the meat, and I know they do chicken ones where you kind of think, well, I've got more of an idea in that. What kind of controls on those sort of things? I mean, where a trader, for example, maybe makes their own kebab. I mean, how close on to that kind of thing can you be? Is that a concern, an area of concern for you?
It certainly can be. I mean, a lot of traders buy in. I think the kebabs you're sort of talking about, it's a preformed...
They do, don't they?
Lump
of food
meat
manufacturers.
Yes.
Lump of meat? Yeah. You've started doing it now. If you ordered that in a restaurant, they'd throw you, I'll have a lump of meat with some veg, please. No,
the reason I say that, though, is there can be either a local issue, the trader locally misdescribing it,
right,
or it can be a deliberate misdescription by the main supplier.
Okay.
So a lamb kebab or a doner kebab, we would expect to be lamb.
Okay.
Now, quite often, the products that bought in may legitimately say on the label that they've bought in, say, 20% chicken, 5% beef or whatever.
Right.
Now, it's important then that the local traders make that known to the people and don't use either, you know, the description lamb kebab or doner kebab.
Is it avoidable, the way that they describe it? We were doing an item on dog food recently, and sorry to draw the analogy, and I just, for no other reason than we were talking about it, and a dog food manufacturer came on and said, ah, yes, but it's all to do with the way that they describe it, because you'll notice that some dog foods will say contains... And you know, it could be as little as 4% or whatever, and that's legitimate. That's, you know, that's fine in the eyes of the law. Do you find you're working those lines with food for human consumption as well?
Certainly.
If they use the right words, they can get away with maybe more in a way.
Yes. All we want is for customers to have an informed choice, really. And if there's laid down statutory standards for certain products. We want to make sure that they conform to those standards. Over and above that, we want customers to be able to make an informed choice and to know what they're receiving.
Here's the quick fire round, and I think this will tell us all we need to know. Do you ever eat kebab?
Not for a long time. I have done when I was young.
Before you did this job?
Yes.
That's hard on you to it. Do you eat takeaways? Do you?
Oh, yes, yeah.
You're okay, you're comfortable with that?
Yeah.
I think that's all we need to know, isn't it? I think if you don't eat kebabs and you eat takeaways, I think that we've kind of hit the nail on the head.